This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 427. For Tuesday, June 9th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were mixed on Tuesday morning, giving back some gains made overnight. The July canola contract is up 20 cents at $465.10 per ton. The November contract is down 30 cents at $470 per ton. Growing conditions across the Canadian prairies have been mostly favorable, which have weighed on prices. However, there are a few areas that have received excessive moisture, which is keeping a bit of a weather premium in the market. Slight weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive of canola values. The Canadian dollar was around 74.4 U.S. cents on Tuesday morning. The Chicago soy complex was weaker on Tuesday, which kept some pressure on canola prices. Soybeans have been weighed down by quiet export demand and steady planting progress. Yesterday, the USDA released the Crop Progress Report, which showed the soybean crop is 86% planted. Planting activity has been delayed in the Midwest by rain and stormy weather. 67% of the crop is emerged, and 72% of the crop is rated as good to excellent. Argentina's President Alberto Fernandez has signed a law that will allow the government to take over the bankrupt soybean crusher company Vicentin in order to save jobs and protect Argentina's agricultural export sector. The July soybean contract is down 7.5 cents at $8.57 per bushel. July soy oil is down by a fraction of a cent at 28 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $1.90 at $286 per hundredweight. Corn futures were weaker on Tuesday morning. The Crop Progress Report showed corn is 97% planted and 75% of the crop is rated as good to excellent. Ag Rural has reduced its estimate for Brazil's second corn crop from 66.7 million tons to total 65.3 million tons due to dryness in key growing regions. One private firm estimates the European Union and Great Britain will produce 66.8 million tons of corn, which is higher than previous estimates. Germany and France are also expected to increase their production for corn. The July contract is down 4.5 cents at $3.29 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower this morning. Chicago July is down by 8 cents at $5.03 per bushel. Kansas City July wheat is down 5 cents at $4.55, and Minneapolis spring wheat is down 3.5 cents at $5.20 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, June 9th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.